I am also very concerned about the number of young people growing up in church, expressing faith in Christ, maybe going on missions trips, that sort of thing. And then they go off to college, sometimes even to Christian colleges, and they lose their faith. And what they often are objecting to, in my opinion, is not the notion of holiness. There is that, of course. I mean, sinners want to sin. But it's the way that the church can be really joyless, condemning, over the top judgmentalism. And I'm not talking about abandoning truth, grace and truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth, 100% grace, 100% truth, not 50-50 even. But the whole point being that there's an integral balance of those. And what people are seeing is that we care more about truth than we do about people. And there's so much negativity. And you go to Christian, we just had to block somebody on our Facebook page who's this, you know, devout, aggressive Christian that must correct everybody about everything and is often wrong, but thinks that he's always right and assumes the worst of people. And we've just gone through a couple of years of just unbelievable division in the church. And people, we've had people leave our church because we took COVID too seriously, and people leave our church because we didn't take COVID seriously enough. I mean, we have it both ways, both people, really, totally. And we didn't talk enough about telling people who they should vote for, or too many people, maybe some of the pastors in private conversation expressed their opinion about voting, and this person totally disagreed. And how did we even get here? We are so unhappy. We are so unhappy with each other in the body of Christ. And Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, that you love one another. And then in John 17, in the high priestly prayer, he says, Father, make them one in us, even as you and I are one. Why? That the world may know that the Father, you, the Father, have sent the Son. Well, that's the gospel. That's for God so loved the world. He sent his only begotten Son. Okay, so how are they going to believe the gospel is true? By seeing love and unity. And those are directly connected to happiness as opposed to unhappiness and dissatisfaction that is continuous and manifests itself in judgmentalism and criticism. And that's why I think more than anything else, so many young people seeking the happiness that all people seek did not see happiness, even sometimes in their own families and in their evangelical churches.